Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, hello, howdy, and welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. As we are kicking things off on this Tuesday morning or afternoon, whatever the case is, hopefully you're able to sit back with us, grab yourself some lunch, and enjoy some rodeo conversation for the next hour. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Scott Mesick, and we are live right here on MakingItRadio.com. We're also broadcasting live with our good friend KWBY in Stephenville, Texas. And, man, you know, we've got a really good show lined up today. We've got a great guest caller that's going to be calling in here in just a few minutes. We're going to sit back and talk with one of the living legends in the rodeo industry. This guy's got more knowledge and more history within the sport of rodeo than anybody else I know, really. And I'm talking about Donnie Landis, a barrel man. If you guys have not seen him at an event, you are truly missing out on some entertaining action. And he's not very hard to miss in a crowd. As you know, I've even been out to the restaurants to eat dinner with this guy, and he brings his red nose with him. So, you know, he is unmistakable and absolutely a legend. We're going to have an opportunity to sit back with him for a few minutes and talk about how things are going this year for him. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about anything rodeo. But, you know, before we get to that, there is a lot of other things that are going on. First off, I want to let you all know the phone lines are open. Always feel free to give us a call if we're, you know, if we're in the middle of a conversation, it may be hard to get to you, but we will do our best. So feel free to jump on the line, 646-915-9940. You can pick up the phone, give us a call, and we will certainly do our best to get to your call. Or you can send us a tweet. You can send us a message on Twitter, at Making8, and we'll be happy to post your comment. We've also got a live chat room that's open on Blog Talk Radio. You can go on down there and sign up with Blog Talk. It doesn't cost you anything. And come on board here and chat with us, post your comments, and hey, join the conversation here on a Tuesday as we kick off your lunch hour right here with MakingItRodeo.com. And, man, you know, a lot of other activities are going on. Of course, Cheyenne Frontier Days are going on. The CDR got underway last night with their first performance. We've got to talk about that. But one of the other things, you know, yesterday I was out mowing the yard. I came inside and, of course, see the special news bulletin. The Duchess of Cambridge had her baby. Yes, it's a baby boy, and they don't know what the name is. And, you know, I think it's great. You know, there's another heir to the throne there in England. Great, great deal. Congratulations to her and the prince or whatever they call him over there. I don't know. But anyways, more importantly, we have we are on our way to having a new fan brought into this world, a new rodeo fan, a new Making Eight fan. And, you know, for some of our listeners that may just now be tuning in, we've been doing this for 4 years, and we've got some fans that have been with us from day one. We've got some diehard Making Eight fans, and one of them is actually due to give birth to a baby. And, you know, she's got a really interesting story behind it, and I'm not going to go into details for it, but what I'm going to say is that she is in labor, she's in the hospital, and we want to send her our thoughts and prayers, and we cannot wait to, you know, as we know that she has been tuned in during her entire pregnancy to MakingARodeo.com and been tuning in to all of our radio broadcasts, so this child is going to, you know, be born as a Making Eight rodeo fan, and we're excited for that. So we're going to welcome this new one into the realm of our audience listeners, and we're excited for that. One of the other things that I caught wind this morning, John Payne, the one-armed bandit, had an incident last night. Apparently, his truck caught fire, and it is gone. I mean, there is nothing left. However, I know that John Payne and all of his animals are safe, and we want to say that we're very glad for that. But, man, you know, it just goes to show you that on this rodeo road, you know, anything can happen. And man, you know, I hate it for him because to have to try to get a new vehicle out there, and then, of course, you've got livestock out there and everything else, you know, not a good situation. So definitely want to send our thoughts out there to John Payne, the one-armed bandit. Man, if you guys, I'm sure you guys have had an opportunity to see him from time to time. This guy is a class act. One of the other things we want to get to, you know, fans, we talked about it yesterday. Now, of course, our question of the week really is, you know, what social media group works best for you? Where do you get most of your information in the social networks, Twitter or Facebook? So we're kind of curious to find out from you, what, you know, what works best? Where do you go to get your results when you go out there? Or do you go to the websites? You know, I know one source that we use along with, you know, ProRodeo.com and PBRNow.com, CBRBull.com, IPRARodeo.com. We go to a lot of these major association websites, but one of the best news sources that we have found is Humps and Horns. And if you guys have not, if you guys have not read an edition of Humps and Horns, you guys are truly missing out. They have some of great article features. They also have the Where's the Beef, which gives you a listing of all the bull ridings and things like that going on. But they have some great articles. And I was reading the August edition, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. It was really neat that got to see some of our old-time friends from Florida as they posted some great photos from Miaka City, which is the town we used to live in back in Florida a couple years ago. But, you know, I was also reading they have a great article out here in the August edition about Major League Rodeo. Never heard of it? Well, guess what? It existed. In 1977, 1978, there was an actual league for rodeo, and it was set up along the lines of the NFL and Major League Baseball. And, you know, it may have been a little bit ahead of its time, but I'm telling you, the concept was there. They had amongst the extreme sports events, but they, you know, and the rest stocks, but they also had tie-down roping, but the tie-down roping was like a race. It was a drag race. They actually had the drag race lights up, and you had two guys coming out at the exact same time. And, I mean, they were dogging it, and you had to get your calf tied before the other guy did. And it was a team competition. They had like six teams across the U.S. I couldn't believe it. You guys have got to go over to the edition and read the article. It's a great feature. And, you know, I would love to see something like that return. I would absolutely. I think that this sport has evolved into something that is a spectator sport. These guys, I mean, they're holding some of the best events in Arlington, at the Cowboy Stadium, Las Vegas, New York, Madison Square Garden. Why are we not having something along these lines of a rodeo team where, you know, these you know, these fans can pull for their city. They can pull for their town, you know. How exciting would that be? I'd love to see it. Maybe, you know, if somebody catches wind of the article there on Humps and Horns, you know, maybe somebody will have the means to put something like that together. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I would support it 110%. But if you guys have not seen the edition, you've got to go over to the August edition. They also have an e-edition, so you can read it online. And man, fantastic stuff. So don't miss out on the opportunity to go check out Humps and Horns. And, man, we've got the links posted on MakingItRodeo.com. You guys can go right up there on our slider. You guys will see their slide come up. Click on that link, go over there, and sign up today. Do not miss out on that chance. You will regret it, I promise you. You know, and, you know, here recently they've actually done a little bit of coverage on not just bull riding, but also the rough stock horses, saddlebuck, bareback, you know, kind of giving, kind of expanding their audience. So do not miss out on the opportunity to check out what's going on with Humps and Horns. They've got some great things happening. And we're proud to have them on board with us as huge supporters, and we support them just as much as they support us. So we look forward to it. We've even got a little banner posted up in Humps and Horns. You guys go check it out. We may even be doing some giveaways if you guys can find out what page our ad is posted on. Maybe we'll throw you a prize. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. But hey, we've got a great lunch hour radio show in store for you. We've got Donnie Landis, the living legend in Barrowman, and you know this guy has done it all. We're going to talk with him here in just a few minutes, so make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, fans. When we come back, it's more rodeo conversation right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with MakingItRodeo.com.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard, that's why I came.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' Eight Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Makin' Eight Rodeo Network. Now, fans, I told you that we have a great guest lined up here today, and we've got him on the phone line. But, you know, we've got to talk about this guy. This guy has been around the rodeo business for over 40 years. You know, and I'm not going to say that that he is old, because this guy can show us, any one of us youth, just how the rodeos need to be done. He sets an example out there and lays down the groundwork. And I'm talking about the living legend himself, Mr. Donnie Landis. Donnie, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, my friend.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice on here again, Scott. How's everything going your way?
Man, they are going great, my friend. They are going great, you know, and it's great to be, you know, involved with rodeo, man. And I know this is an exciting year for you as well. A lot of great things have been happening, and well, shoot, man, we're excited to hear about them.
Yeah, no, it's been a great year. Started out in January down in Florida. Went to a couple PBRs and some rodeos. I'm in Illinois right now. I just got done with my cowboy Christmas, as I call it. Since July 4th, I went to approximately 9 venues, rodeos and bull ridings throughout the United States, and I'm having an excellent year other than a few breakdowns. But if you're not traveling, odds are you're not going to break down, and I've been going pretty hard this year.
That's right, that's right. Well, Donnie, let me ask you then, let's go back and kind of talk about your career. Now, you've been around this industry longer than most people that I know. You've seen the transition with the rodeos and how things have evolved into what they are now. But you still kind of represent the old school way of being, working a barrel and being in the arena. Is that right?
Yes. You know, Scott, I really don't classify it old school. You know, it's kind of like if a person was to go back and look at Jim Sharp, that man worked out. He lifted weights. He lived and breathed what he was doing. And to me, that's what a lot of people need to focus on. It's not really old school. To me, it's a proper way. Working the barrel, being an island of safety, being an entertainer, that's kind of what the rodeo clown evolved from. He was also a bullfighter myself. I fought bulls. That's how I started. Knowing the livestock and the cattle and the industry and everything, I hear a lot of people bring up the term old school, and to me it's really not old school. To me it's just the right way.
Right. Well, thanks for clearing that up for us. I mean, and it certainly makes a lot of sense. You know, but really, Donnie, you know, you learn how to work a barrel by actually being out there as a bullfighter, and when you evolved into becoming a barrel man, you still continue to get out there and be that third or even fourth bullfighter if necessary, right?
Yes, I do. You know, I love it so much. I'm getting a little old, but I do realize that sometimes if I get hit, I might break like a glass bottle hitting the concrete. But that's something that comes with age. But I've been the past couple of years, I was working out really strong, and I've kind of laid off of that. I'm getting ready to get back into it here this next month. I've been telling myself I was going to do it since this winter. But being in shape is very vital in the sport. And that's something that a lot of guys, they take for granted. You know, they look in the mirror and they see that their physique looks pretty good and they don't think they need to get in shape. And I live with Teddy News, who was a 1985 world champion bull rider. And I'll tell you what, we might be sitting there watching bull riding tapes, and Teddy always had a weight in his hand or something. He was always working to better himself. And to me, that's what a lot of guys really need to do in this sport. It's not just because you look good doesn't mean you are good. I was at a gym this winter up in Detroit, Michigan, with some professional athletes. And I know one bull rider, John Jacobs, was in there. The trainer in there that was training him, he's got John to where he could take one of those blow-up balls, put it between his knees, and pop them. Trainer, he took into consideration what muscles John needed, or you know, the football players, baseball players, tennis players, runners, whatever muscles they need, that guy focused on. And a lot of the guys out there today, that are getting into it, yeah, they're young and they're sprite, and sure, they might have their whim, but when you're putting yourself on a 16, 17, 1800 pound animal, that, yeah, granted, that animal doesn't go to the gym, but there's a lot of things that animal doesn't do that we do, and that's well, screw off, I guess I should say. You know, these animals, they eat real good, and they know what their game is, and what we need to do as athletes in the sport is to look at it as a profession, if so be, and go to the gym and get in shape and keep yourself healthy and keep a great mental attitude and focus on what you need to do, what your goals are. And being positive in this sport is very, very essential to any one individual. You know, a guy's got to be positive about it. It's just like, you know, going to the gym and that. I myself, I kind of miss going to the gym. And like I said earlier, I want to start going back. I've been able to hang on to a little bit of what I did for a few years, but it's time again. Getting older and stuff, I realized that I need to take a break, though, every once in a while. You know, it's not like I'm in my mid-20s and could do it for, you know, 5, 6 years in a row, go to the gym. But as long as a guy periodically treats himself as good as he can, I think it's very essential in our sport.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of your accomplishments throughout these years that you've been around the sport. Now, you were actually the 93 and 1995 bellman there at the Wrangler National Finals, correct?
Yes, sir. And I was alternate in 97. I stepped out of the game for a few years. I was just working some PBRs and not rodeoing and driving truck. And I came back in 08. And told everybody that I was going to work the national finals again. In 09, I was the alternate barrel man, and I'm hoping to go back again. There's a couple other guys out there that have some really great talent, and they're a little bit younger. They might not have what I have, and I don't have what they have, but it's kind of like a baseball game, you know. One team might have some good fielders, and another team might have some good hitters. I kind of feel that I'm kind of an all-around hand, but I'm trying to make the best of all worlds right now.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, I wish you the best of luck with making it back. Now, talk to us a little about what it was like for you to step in that arena there, you know, at the Wrangler National Finals for the first time. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was a super feeling. It was something I'd never really expected. I was just rodeoing as a profession. The NFL wasn't something that I was really focusing at. I was focusing on myself trying to be one of the best. And when I got the call to go to that first national finals, I was in a state of shock. And when I got that first national finals buckle, trust me, it was on my pillow at night when I went to sleep for about a week. It was a great feeling. The electricity in the Thomas and Mack was phenomenal. And I'll tell you what, so be it. I can't wait to go back.
Absolutely. Now, you actually were in the arena when one of the best bulls in the business was around, and that would have been Bodacious. What was it like for you sitting in that arena as they opened that gate when Bodacious came out?
Oh, you know, I look at a great bucking bull like any bucking bull. You know, I've been around since the days of the great bull Oscar, and I've seen lots and lots of great bulls. There was a bull from up from Canada named Tahana. There was Bodacious, Wolfman, Oscar, Red Rock. Some great bulls from the Neil Gay Rodeo Company. Sold it. I mean, everybody's had some great bulls. To see Bodacious come out, the way he bucked and everything, he was a different cat, you know. All bulls to me, though, I can't never take one and say, well, you know, this one here, I got to feel a little different. I can't judge it that way. And I think that's what happens to a lot of even bull riders. You know, whether they realize it or not, that might be a world champion bucking bull, but that bull doesn't know what your accomplishments are and doesn't know what your goals are. Well, if you put yourself to where you're going to take one and make it different than the other, I think you might be beating yourself a little bit. So it was a great feeling to witness such a great bucking bull come out. But as far as him being different than any other bull, you know, I can't judge it that way. Some guys may think I'm crazy in the head to think that, but one bull can get you just as bad as another. So, but
that's right. That's right.
One of the greatest bucking bulls there is, though.
Absolutely. Well, man, I gotta say that's some great advice, Donnie, too. I mean, I think that we're seeing a lot of that, and there was an article actually posted on the PBR website about the caliber of bulls that are brought into the PBR, and I think you're right in that. I think a lot of these guys are kind of intimidated or overwhelmed at the fact that these bulls, but then again, the bulls don't know these guys' accomplishments, so it's a mental game.
Yes, it is. You know, I'll tell you what, I owned bulls for a while, and the wife and I owned one bull, and we named him Psycho. Well, the guys didn't want to get on him. Well, we changed his name to, like, Frankie's or Bob or something like that. Well, then they all wanted to get on him, and it was the same bull, you know. Freak accidents happen in our sport. You know, this is a game of inches and life and death, and like I say, it could happen on any one of those bulls. Any bull can step on you or punch a guy, whether they're mean or not, you know.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's just one of those things. I treat them all the same, and I think everybody needs to do that. You know, a bull might be unridden, but the old saying goes, there's always a horse that can't be rode and always a cowboy that can't be throwed, and I've always kind of kept that kind of mentality about the sport.
You betcha. Well, Donnie, let me ask you, what would you say your greatest accomplishment has been over your career here as a bail man?
To be honest with you, trying to make a comeback has been my greatest accomplishment.
Right.
You know, it's tough for guys to you know, step away and come back. And as far as my path right now, the way I'm going, to me, this is it. And what my goal is, I would like to work the IFR and the NFR in the same year. A lot of people laugh at that and say it can't be done, but right now, this year, I've got the credentials to do it, and that's what I'm trying to do. If I get that done, that will be my greatest accomplishment. Being clown of the, running up clown of the year, or working the Dodge National Circuit Finals, working the NFR, some of the greatest rodeos like Houston, Calgary, Salinas, and Reno, those have all been great accomplishments. But again, rodeo is my profession. I wish I could rodeo 365 days a year. And like right now, my sights are set at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo because it's in December, and there's very few rodeos in December.
That's right. Good point. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, it sounds like you're well on your way. We've certainly seen a lot and heard a lot about you there through the social media networks and through everything that's been going on out there at these rodeos. You know, to hear your name mentioned is a great thing, and we're excited for it. Now, I had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with you down there in Oklahoma City in January, and, you know, one thing that really stood out to me was how even out there, like, for instance, when we were out at dinner, you know, you carry that red nose with you, man. Is that like your trademark?
That's kind of a funny story. Rob Smith and I was working a rodeo in Malala, Oregon, and I always like to be different. I never like to copy things from anybody, but what happened one day is we got done with the bull riding, and there was a clown named Gordo. He'd been to Rob Smith's bullfighting school, but he couldn't really cut the mustard. And he was a juggler and a unicycle rider and a balloon animal maker and such, and he worked the fairs. Well, we got done with the rodeo there at Malala, and Gordo come running across the arena yelling, Rob, Donnie. Well, they had just built a bull that he didn't see. Well, Gordo wore one of those red noses. Well, after this brindle ironed him out, he didn't hurt him, but he did run the length of him. Gordo jumped up, and that red nose was in his mouth, and I got to laughing hard because I knew he wouldn't hurt. But when I seen that nose in his mouth, I looked at Rob, I said, now that's funny. And so I started wearing the red nose then, and, you know, if a bull hits a barrel or something, I'll take it off my nose and put it in my mouth, come up out of the barrel and spit it out, give the crowd a little laugh, so.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, one thing that you're really good at, Manny, and that is giving people laughs and letting them smile. Now, I don't want to get into a lot of it, but for the fans that may not have an opportunity to have seen you yet, you also have a pretty big legendary act, and you have a partner that you carry with you, the Cannabita Wolf. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Actually, I got two partners with me, the Wildcat B-Lope and Mario the Train Flea. They're two of my trademark acts, and the Camp B-Lope has been a hit worldwide as far as people that have seen him. I've done some things there was people from all over the world. I did actually a convention rodeo back in San Francisco several years ago, and there were mathematicians from all over the world that got to see it. They really got a kick out of it. But he's been a traveling compadre of mine now for quite a while.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, we've had an opportunity to see this thing in action, and it is absolutely entertaining. To see you out there and to see you putting smiles on faces, is that one of your biggest rewards out there, is to see the fans being so thrilled by the things that are going on at a rodeo?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But one thing I do keep in mind, if I do work a rodeo that only has 10 people or 10,000, I've got to make those 10 people smile and be entertained just as much as the 10,000. I see a lot of guys go out there, they'll go to a rodeo. Maybe it's hot and dusty and dirty. Well, hey, that's part of rodeo. If the crowd's not there, you know, because it is 100 degrees outside, you still got to go out and give them 110%. You still got to put smiles on the few faces that are there, or just as much as you do, you know, if there's many there. So for me to see a smile on a face, hey, it's a great thing to do. It's part of my job, and I love doing it.
That's right, man. Well, I'll tell you, Donnie, that is excellent. And, you know, what are some of the things that you do outside of the arena when you're not out on the road so much? I mean, are there other things that you do around the rodeos or just have some good hobbies or sit back with the wife?
You know, I've been on the road now this month for a month. I only got to make it home right before July 4th for a day. Like what I do when I'm out on the road, I do a lot of sightseeing. I don't take a lot of pictures. A lot of people say, well, post pictures. Well, come on and see it for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
I do a lot of antique shopping for my wife. We've got a nice place there in Gooding, Idaho, and my wife's kind of into antiques. And right now, I'm old rodeo wagon number 2. It's got the Camp Beetleope in here, Mario the Flea, and I could probably have a salvage sale with the stuff I've picked up on the road. You know, that's one great thing about being on the road. You get to see so many different places, see so many different things. I myself have been married now for quite a while, and my wife, like, she loves antiques. So when I'm on the road and I've got a few dollars in my pocket, I kind of like to keep the wife happy that way. It makes for a better relationship when I get home.
It sure does. And that is some great words of wisdom. So for the rodeo cowboys that are out there hitting the road, that, you know, in order to save a relationship back home with the woman that you have, make sure to bring her back some gifts, right?
That's it. That's it right there. You know, I mean, everybody's different. My wife and I, we have a great relationship. She loves it when I'm out on the road because she knows I'm working and I'm loving what I'm doing and doing it as a profession, making a living. I'd like to be home more, but I've got some goals and some things that I want to get done before I leave this great planet. And like I say, working the IFR, working the NFR in the same time frame, you know, something like that hadn't been done since Casey Tibbs or Shoulders back in that era. And with me working my first national finals in 93, if I could get back to the national finals again, that would be the biggest gap that any barrel man has ever been. I like to set some records, and they're few and far between for a guy in my field, but this is one that I'm set my sights on and one that I'm really praying to do.
You bet, you bet. Well, Batty, I got to tell you, man, we're behind you 110%, my friend. You know, I would love to see it, and, you know, I think it would be a great opportunity to see you out there in the arena once again at Thomas and Mack. Now, you know, a lot's changed over the years, you know, with rodeos. I mean, you've seen, you know, a lot of new faces coming in, a lot of new talent. What's your pick? I mean, do you have a take on anybody who's pretty much dominant in the bull riding world? We'll talk about the bull riding since the bear man's usually
right
out there
now,
for that. But.
In the bull riding world, right now I'm looking at Chase Outlaw. The guy's phenomenal. I seen him at a PBR this weekend. I don't know the exact number of bulls he got on. I believe it was 10 bulls. He bucked off maybe two of them. You know, so that's a great riding percentage in that weekend right there. This guy is very, very handy.
You bet. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned him because I actually saw him in Springdale, Arkansas, just about a week and a half ago. And I'll tell you, he was making one of his first PRCA shows. This guy's, I mean, he's only entered in like two of them and didn't cover his first one. Came back out here and won the bull riding down here on this bull. So he is definitely on his way. I agree with you. I think that he is he's an absolute animal. And Jordan Marcus is another guy that I think is really putting it to it, and he's got a lot of potential as well.
Yes, yes, you know, there are some guys that are hungry out there. They're starting to realize, you know, or they do realize what it takes to be a bull rider. Chase is in great shape. You know, he lives it and breathes it and loves it, and that's what I like to see in a guy, you know. There's a few guys out there that enter these deals just so they can say they're a bull rider, and man, like I said earlier, this is a life and death sport. If you're doing it just to say you've done it, I guess do it once and then go pick up a golf club or something, because, you know, this is it's a sport that a person has to have as much try as anything. And I'm not saying that they're any better than an extreme motorcycle rider or, you know, hockey player, football player. I mean, they're all athletes. And the thing about rodeo that I love is the cowboys, as far as their love for livestock and animals. You know, a lot of people have a misconception about that, and I feel that in our world today, we need more men that are in this field that live it and breathe it and take it to heart, because that's what's going to keep livestock around. You know, it's not just everybody wishing that, you know, we live it, we breathe it. And matter of fact, touching on that subject, and since we're on the radio, I'd like to let everybody know that it is summertime, and we all need hydration, including our livestock. But please be careful when you're watering your livestock. Look into whether your water that you're giving your livestock is potable or not. There's been a few issues and things go on out there that I don't want to bring up on the air, but it's just that people weren't really paying attention to, you know, what they were watering their animals with. And it's kind of like when I take my dog on a hot summer day to the parking lot, if they just had a rain, I darn sure don't want him to drink out of the puddle because there could have been some antifreeze in it. So,
right.
You know, hydration is very important, but keep your eye on your water source, friend. That's all I'd like to say about that.
You're right, Donnie, and I know exactly what you're talking about. As a matter of fact, Brett Weldon actually called into our show last week and discussed that. We talked about that incident. Man, what a tragic thing. You know, and it does happen out there, unfortunately. But, these folks that take care of their animals, I mean, they are part of their families, and it's tragic when you see something like that take place. But you're absolutely right, my friend. And, you know, Donnie, I got to say, man, as we wrap up down here, I appreciate you taking the time out here to talk with us and just get to know a little bit about you. And, man, I got to say, I look forward to hopefully seeing you in Las Vegas, man, just to see you out there again in that arena. would be phenomenal. And you know, of course, we'd all look forward to being able to see your Cambia Rope and some of your entertaining acts. But the red nose popping out of the barrel would be something to see.
I look forward to it. And like I say, that's one of my goals. That's something I'm trying to set myself to do, is work both the finals. You know, the rodeo world, it's big on one hand and it's small on the other. But one thing that we all have to realize as cowboys is whether we're at a mom and pop bull riding or rodeo in somebody's backyard or a big rodeo like the Wrangler National Finals or the International Finals Rodeo, we all need to focus that this is our profession. It's not the association that we belong to. It's what we do and what we believe in our hearts. And if I can go to a little small rodeo and make it a great rodeo, I believe I might make a fan that's going to go to one of the bigger rodeos. And that's something we all need to keep in mind, is we all kind of are on the same boat. And we all need to go in the same direction. And then that's a positive direction. You know, it'd be great to see our stands full all over the United States, whether it's in a backyard, a small state organization, or a national organization such as the PRCA or the IRA, the PBR, all of them. You know, we got to make all our venues, all our events great, do the best jobs we can, and not point fingers at each other and say, well, this guy's rodeoing over here, he shouldn't do this, and this guy's over there, or think that we're better than somebody because we belong to a certain organization or not. You know, we rodeo, us professional cowboys, rodeo as a profession, you know, and if that's how we make our bills pay our bills according to the dictionary, that's what makes us a professional, and putting on good professional events all over for the positiveness in the sport and for the sport.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you once again for taking the time out here, and we look forward to checking in with you again. Like I said, hopefully we'll have that opportunity to see you once again in Las Vegas. Now, where are you heading next?
Right now, I am in Illinois, and then I leave to Great Falls, Montana for the PRCA rodeo up there, and then I'm going to come back. I have an IPRA rodeo in Wisconsin, and then I go to Aberdeen, South Dakota for the Corco Rodeo Company, and then my hometown rodeo, one of the greatest rodeos in Gateway to the Northwest in Gooding, Idaho.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, hopefully some of our audience listeners will be able to get out there and see you. And you know, hey, make sure, I'm sure the wife will be very happy with some of the things you'll be able to bring back from all those rodeos you're getting out to.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she will. And then a couple hours later, she'll want me to leave again.
Such is the life of a cowboy rodeo man, I'll tell you, Donnie. Well, thanks again, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road, Donnie. Safe travel.
You bet, Scott. Everybody have a happy trails and a great day, and stay positive.
You bet. All right, guys. That was Donnie Landis, you know, one of the best entertainers out there, one of the guys that have been doing it longer than most people that I know. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm 35 years old, and so Donnie's been doing this longer than I've even been around. But he is still out there, you know, he's laying the groundwork, and he's setting the example for others to follow by, you know, preaching exactly what he does. He lives it, and he believes strongly in what he's doing, and we believe strongly in him. So we certainly appreciate him taking the time out here and calling into our lunch hour show. Fans, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we got more rodeo to talk about right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Makin' Eight Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast.
I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the nightfall. My boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tour up and I'll pull up. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My first day. Docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking, never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tour up on the floor of a look down. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With buck and shoot crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
You know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making A Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love both of you together.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show here on a Tuesday afternoon as we get things fired up and talk about what's going on. Now, we just had a great guest, Donnie Landis, one of the legendary barrelmen out there in the business, and it was great to sit back and talk with him, but man, you know, what that's done is put us short on time here talking about some of the other rodeos that are going on. Now, the CDR finals up in Cheyenne got underway last night as round one was set. And, you know, I really felt like the battle was going to be between Cole Eccles and the other two runner up there. And I'm actually going back to pull the notes right now from CBRBull.com, and they've got a great storyline. But Cooper Davis and Artie Meyer were the only ones that I believe could catch Cole going into the finals. Now, these guys had two head last night, and Cole Eccles rode both of his bulls, which kind of extended his lead because Cooper Davis and Artie Meyer both bucked off. So that, you know, really put Cole in a great position here coming into tonight's round. Now, I will say, though, that it was a rookie, Tanner Lamont, who actually won last night's competition, had himself a couple great rides, 87 points in the first round, and came back with 90 points in the second round, and actually won it by half a point. So, man, I'll tell you, the rookie is running strong up there and making a name for himself, and I believe that we could watch Tanner really make a name for himself coming into next season. We could see a new champion there next year as a rookie this year. Cole Eccles is doing really well up there. He's also sitting, I believe, sixth in the bull riding standings, so in the PRCA. So, you know, I know that he's got a lot to look forward to as well, as he is definitely working to become the CBR bull champion there in Cheyenne. Now, Cheyenne Frontier Days is going on, and it will be going on through Sunday. Some of the top names have showed up there, and, you know, a lot of them are doing really well. Now, we had some issues in promoting the results that were going on up there over the last couple of days. Apparently, there was a whole lot of confusion on my part. I was going to the Cheyenne Frontier Days website to try to post the results, and, man, I got confused. So what we did was we settled it all with theprorodeo.com and pulled the results there. Right now, it looks like in the bareback riding, the first round leader was Casey Coletti, who seems to be doing really good. And then there is a tie in the second round with Brian Bain and Seth Hardwick there in the bareback riding. In the steer wrestling, in the first round, it was Matthew Masao. And in the second round, it was Tony Larson, who are topping things off in the steer wrestling. In the saddle bronc riding, Bradley Harder is doing real well, leading the first round. In the second round, it was Jacobs Crowley. And in the tie-down roping in the first round, it was Tuff Cooper. And then in the second round, it would have been Clayton Shaw, who's leading the tie-down. In the barrel racing in the first round, it was Sidney Blanchard. And in the second round, it was Ann Peterson, who's leading that. And in the steer wrestling, it was Jess Tierney taking things in the first round. And then in the second round, it was Tim Abbott, who is your leader. And in the bull riding, your first round leader is J.W. Harris, and your second round leader is Brady Menz. So those are the results as I have them there posted on prorodeo.com. So you guys make sure to go check that out and stay up to date on what's happening on everything going on in Cheyenne. They also have a Twitter page. They've got their Facebook page, so make sure to follow along there. And fans, we've got some great events coming up here on Making 8 Radio Network. As we are broadcasting live, we've changed our new show formats. We've got our Lunch Hour Radio Show. That's every Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time, so you guys can tune in here. The link is posted on making8radio.com. On Sunday nights, we have our Making 8 Weekend Rodeo Reports, where we have correspondents calling in from all over giving us a wrap-up of the events that they're out attending. So, you know, you fans are going to be able to tune in on Sunday nights and get, you know, reports that have come in over the weekend, get standings, get some highlights that are happening out there. One of them being from our good friend, Mr. Brett Weldon, who's pro rodeo announcer.
He is heading to Durango, Colorado this weekend for a big show. This has got to do with the armed forces. Man, it is a big night, explosive in Durango, Colorado, and there is a lot of activity going on. So if you're anywhere up there, I know Durango, I don't believe, is too far from Cheyenne. So all of our listeners tuning in right now up there in Wyoming country, hey, if you got a free night, want to take off, you need to come on down to Durango, Colorado. You will not be disappointed. It is going to be a great event down there. And, of course, our good friend Brett Weldon will be heading over there, and we will get some updates on what's happening out there in Durango, Colorado. We're going to talk a little bit more about it later on here in the week as we get a little bit more time. But, fans, we are fresh out here this afternoon, and, you know, been a really good show. I'm excited for the things that are happening here on MakingItRadio.com. But, you know, before I go, like always, as we have done in the past with our Lunch Hour radio shows, one thing that we always like to leave you with is a little bit of cowboy logic. And, you know, our cowboy logic for today actually comes to us from an unknown cowboy. But this is some great, you know, great logic to think about. Don't get mixed up in the situations you ain't made. Just saying, folks, you know, sometimes it's better to let things be instead of trying to get there and get involved. So we're going to leave you with that here today, fans. I want to remind you that we'll be back here tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time. We've got a great guest lined up. Just to give some of our listeners a little bit of a preview, I'll tell you, he is a professional bull rider. He rides in a lot of the Touring Pro events. See him out there week in and week out. And he's actually up from the Northwest. So we're going to sit back with Sean Best II. And I think it'll be a great show. We're going to find out a little bit about his take on things that are happening out there in the bull riding world. And, well, hopefully you guys will be able to tune in. So until tomorrow, radio fans, make sure to stay tuned to MakingItRadio.com for all of your radio and bull riding information.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Making8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Making8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.